Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 61. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating following a fire that injured some residents at a Chanute apartment complex. Just before 1:30 a.m. this morning, the Chanute Fire Department responded to an alarm at the Cornerstone apartment complex, 1610 West 4th Street. Crews found the West Side apartment building fully involved with a fire and flames coming from the roof. Fire departments from Parsons, Iola, and Thayer responded to fight the fire. Neosho County Emergency Management said officials are still working out how people can donate money for the victims. Two people have been arrested and evidence has been seized in an incident that happened yesterday morning. Around 7 a.m., the Thomas County Sheriff's Office, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, executed a search warrant at a home in Colby. Details are limited at this time. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save green this month at Rusty Eck Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck Month is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
A new theme park is coming to the Kansas City area filled with family adventures. A new Mattel Adventure Park in Wyandotte County will feature Hot Wheels roller coasters, a Barbie rooftop restaurant and bar, Thomas and Friends attractions, and more. Crews plan to break ground this year and have the theme park open in Bonner Springs in 2026. The Adventure Park will have Hot Wheels Bone Shaker roller coaster, a larger-than-life Barbie beach house where fans can build a customized Barbie set and the Barbie Dream Closet experience. Younger visitors can enjoy the Thomas and Friends ride and indoor play space. Google announced yesterday morning that it is investing $1 billion into a new data center and will expand a skilled trade career development program to the region, contributing to North Kansas City School District's Alternative Education STEAM program. They expect to employ more than 1,400 workers. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State Senator Steve Halloran's comments on a Monday debate has caused the Nebraska legislature's executive board to launch an investigation. Halloran read aloud a violent rape scene from a book and inserted brother-sister Senator duo John and Michaela Kavanaugh's names into the passage. State Senator Julie Slama was one of the first to call for Halloran's resignation and had this to say.
If you were in your job and you got up and said that to one of your coworkers in front of everybody else at the company, you wouldn't have a job the next day.
Some are also calling for Halloran's censure by the unicameral. In other news, University of Nebraska interim president Chris Kaparek announced that Troy Dannon, the current University of Washington athletics director, will become Nebraska's next athletics director, which will begin on Friday. Dannon is signing a six-year contract to replace Trev Alberts. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Turnout was light Tuesday for the presidential primary election, with Marshall County reporting 12.5%, Washington County around 11% of registered voters turning out. Kansas Republicans showed 75% for Trump, 16% for Haley, with 5% none of the above. 3% voted for DeSantis, while Democratic voters showed 84% for Biden, 17% for none listed. In Marshall County, Trump carried 77%, Haley 13%, and none of the names 7%, while Biden carried just 69% with none of the names 17%. In Washington County, Trump carried 79%, Haley 12%, none listed, with Biden carrying 65%, 25% voting for none of the above. Again, turnout was light for the presidential primary. Mike Vermitten of Waterville is filed for Marshall County District Magistrate Judge in the 22nd District and will face incumbent Angela Heckey of Marysville in the Republican primary. Benefit Soup Days Thursday, Baseball Soup Day at the Marysville American Legion, 11 to 7, and a benefit in Frankfort for the Historic School Window Project, 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 at the Allstedt Gallery. Marshall County Partnership for Growth annual meeting Thursday evening at 6 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Washington County Historical and Genealogical Society quarterly meeting Thursday evening at 7 at the Cougar's Den in Morrillville. Mitch Sabatrisky will speak on life in Washington County in the 1930s and 40s. Conservation districts administering the Water Resource Cost Share Program, an on-point source cost share program. Sign up through March 29 for landowners to apply for cost share assistance from the state of Kansas for conservation practices. Spring Nationals in Beatrice, postponed from last weekend, will be Friday, 5:30, Saturday at 4 this weekend. Additional information online at beatricespeedway.com. Beatrice Gun Show Saturday and Sunday. The Gage County Fairgrounds open daily at 9 a.m. Annual Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt is Saturday at the Marysville City Park, beginning at 1 for kids through age 12. Free movies at the Astro 3 Theater at 2 and 4 p.m. with Luca and Kung Fu Panda 4 showing. Compliments of Landall Company. Easter Egg Hunt's planned next Saturday, March 30th, in Axtell, Beatty, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Summerfield, and Waterville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative hosting many moccasins this Saturday afternoon at 3 at the Alcove Springs south of Marysville. Voting continues through April 1st in the Best Small Towns contest. Marysville currently in second place to Madison, Indiana. Public may vote once per day. A link is on the Marysville Chamber and Main Street site. Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism accepting applications through April 1st. For event, brochure, and website development grants that may be used for additional advertising and promotion of tourism-related activities that draw visitors to Marshall County. Contact President Bruce Dierking in Marysville or Secretary Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids for more information. Jason Brenniger, age 49, of Marysville, passed away March 13th
A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 3 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. The family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jason Brenniger. Verda F. Weir, age 93, of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Centralia Community Church East. Interment in Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8:30 until 7. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Popkiss Mortuary Chapel. Popkiss Mortuary in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Verda Weir. John F. Jeep Walter, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, with a visitation Friday from 4 until 8. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jeep Walter. Stanley Mueller, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away March 19. Funeral service Wednesday, March 27, 10:30 at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Mueller.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Annual American Legion Baseball Soup Day in Marysville will be Thursday, March 21st, 11 to 7 at the American Legion Hall, with chili, chicken noodle, and vegetable beef, as well as ham and bean soup, sandwiches, and desserts. Free will donation. All proceeds benefit the baseball program. Soup Day, Thursday, March 21st, 11 until 7, at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Southeast winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Staying breezy into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A chance for some rain and snow showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Easterly winds gusting up to 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. South winds still gusting as high as 45. And more showers continue throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late March 58, record high in this date 93, the average low 33, and the record low 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening 7:40.
Are your seedlings ready to face the great outdoors? Some tips to toughen them up are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 21st, the 81st day of the year.
Actors Gary Oldman and Matthew Broderick were both born on this day, and the prison on Alcatraz Island was closed on this day in 1963. In most parts of the country, it's a little early for transplanting seedlings, but it might be time to begin the hardening off process. You can begin to acclimate your plants to outdoor life by setting them in partial shade for a few hours each day, gradually increasing their exposure until they are used to full sun and windy conditions. Cool weather vegetables like peas, broccoli, and spinach can be transplanted when soil temperature is about 40 degrees or above. Beans, corn, and tomatoes prefer a minimum soil temperature of about 60 degrees. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and check out our spring planting guide online at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
House to Home Design and Decor will be in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, featuring home decor, accent furniture, faux florals, and seasonal items at the former L.C. Graces building in Frankfort. Dress up your home's decor with a stop. Open daily 10 to 5 through Saturday in Frankfort. House to Home Design and Decor.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Round one of the NCAA basketball tournament is officially underway after some of the pregames throughout the past few days, as Kansas makes their first appearance at the tournament as they are at home against the number 13 Samford Bulldogs, taking on the number 4 Kansas Jayhawks. The Jayhawks wrapped up right around the middle of the Big 12 conference pack, sitting 10-8 in conference play. They did wrap up 22-10 overall in regular season play as well. Samford ended their season at the top of the Southern Conference with a 15-3 conference play record. Their overall season wrapped up at 29-5, having a 4-game winning streak throughout the season. The winner of the first round here between Kansas and Samford will go on to take on the winner of either Gonzaga or McNeese. Other Big 12 matchups include number 2, Iowa State, starting off round 1 against Southern Dakota State. Number 7, Texas, starting off against Colorado State. And number 9, TCU, scoring up against Utah State.
Spring into savings at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. For a limited time, get up to 25% off select models, including Husqvarna, Grasshopper, Ferris, Toro, and Steel. These deals won't last long, so hurry in today for the best selection. Don't wait. Spring into savings and get up to 25% off Husqvarna, Grasshopper, Ferris, Toro, and Steel at Maximum Outdoor. South of 21st and Andover Road, or south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. College football playoffs have announced they are partnering with ESPN to announce their more than $7.8 billion deal earlier this week that will give ESPN's network exclusive rights to expanded postseason games through 2023, with the national championship game moving to the ABC network starting in 2026. Cake News reports that according to the new agreements, the ESPN network had modified their terms of the remaining 2 years of the current contract to take into account the expansion from 4 to 12 teams starting with the upcoming season, saying, quote, "It's a significant day for the CFP and for the future of college football. The depth of coverage that ESPN gives to the sport throughout the season is second to none." Conference has also agreed to at least a 12-team playoff season starting in 2026, but more expansive could be on the way as well. ESPN has been the home for the college football playoffs primary broadcast for the championship game for the past 10 years of the playoffs. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Hey, basketball fans, the first and second rounds of the 2024 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is happening in Manhattan, Kansas at Bramlage Coliseum. Be here Friday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 24th by ordering your all-session tickets. Prices start at just $30 for bench seats and can be purchased by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com. We'll see you at Bramlage.
Kansas State women's basketball tip-off, the NCAA tournament, 3 o'clock pregame Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
When considering fragrance in the garden, roses, peonies, and phlox are some of the first plants that come to mind. Don't limit yourself. Look for flowering trees, shrubs, and vines that can liven up the landscape with their fragrance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Crab apples are common landscape plants that are valued for their flowers and fruit. But stop and smell the fragrant flowers of sugar thyme. You'll also enjoy its white flowers, persistent red fruit, and disease resistance. Daphnes are prized for their floral scent. Carol Mackey has evergreen leaves with a creamy margin and fragrant pink flowers in spring. Clematis montana is a late spring bloomer with fragrant dog-like flowers that smell a bit like vanilla. Finish the season with sweet autumn clematis. The low-growing sweet box shrub has small off-white flowers. Though the flowers aren't showy, their fragrance can't be missed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the 1800s, many colleges and universities sprang up across the Midwest. Some were short-lived, yet others managed to stay alive and even thrive. That's the case for a university in this small town, and the story of how it wound up here is quite interesting as well. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the later 1800s, a college was founded in central Iowa. But as Dana Larson explains, it found a new home in 1891.
Buena Vista University has been here for a long time, was kind of stolen from Fort Dodge. There was a college there originally that it was brought here.
The reason it migrated about 50 miles to the west is because some were worried about an unwanted influence that might impact its students.
One of the stories of that time is it was brought here because Storm Lake at that time didn't have bars. And the people who were behind the university, it was a religious school at the time, were concerned that alcohol was going to be a problem.
And the university has been here ever since. Dana is proud of his town and says when you stop to think about the size of this place, education must be pretty important here.
Education here is a huge thing. If you believe the census of 11,000 people, it is actually bigger than that. But for the size it is, it has a public school district. It has a parochial school district, both all the way through from pre-kindergarten through high school. It has a community college, and it has a four-year university.
The city of Storm Lake is located along the body of water with the same name. In Dana's mind, this town has two of the most important things any place needs to thrive.
Personally, when people ask where you want to live, I think you need a body of water. That's kind of the soul of a place. And you need a college. That's the vitality and the youth that you need and the new ideas that are coming in. If you have those two things, there's always something you can do. I mean, there's always a lot of resources to work with.
And many people do choose to make this their home. The lake, schools, colleges, and universities, all a blend that makes it a great place to live. Traveling the countryside in Storm Lake, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.
manure is an abundant fertilizer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's mutually beneficial with cover crops to improve soil and hang on to soil nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
For centuries, livestock manure has been valued for providing nutrients for crops and increasing soil quality. Cover crops do the same thing and prevent nutrients from leaching. Pairing the two together combines their benefits and can address issues such as manure storage capabilities and the number of acres available for spreading. Dan Anderson is an assistant professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. He says there are variables that can affect how well this works.
Depending on what tillage implement, how are we injecting that manure into the soil? How does it disturb the cover crop? How does the cover crop recover? And then things like, what does that do for nutrient cycling? We know that normally we talk about cover crops scavenging for nitrogen, for residual nitrogen in the soil. Well, if we're putting manure on in the fall and still growing that cover crop, it's a little bit different. It's almost like a fertilized crop. So there's just a few differences in how we want to understand that, think about it, and use it in the system.
Should you plant the cover crop before or after you put manure on? He says either one can work. They do see a little bit better tie-up of nitrogen if the cover crop is planted first, but the process should be based on how the farmer can integrate it into his system. In terms of water supply, nitrogen from the manure tends to stay put rather than leaching away.
What we've seen is when we've had cover crops integrated in that system, we've reduced nitrogen losses by somewhere around 20 to 30% with the cover crop. So it's actually a benefit. And certainly you can think about cover crops as improving soil tilth and giving us some of that macro pore, maybe potential for flow. But we tend to see the opposite. We get better soil structure and that increases the water holding capacity in that soil. So when we put the manure on, it actually stays in the topsoil.
Learn more about integrating cover crops and manure at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A series of free resources to potentially save lives. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Next week is Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, with daily online presentations to address occupational safety for farmers and others doing potentially hazardous work. Kadrian Livingston's day job is regional safety manager for the Omaha-based grain, food, and feed marketing company, Viterra. But when she was just 10 years old, her father, Craig, was killed in a grain bin incident in 2008 while helping a neighbor.
Dad had been a rancher his whole life. And in Nebraska, farming and ranching is very, very different. My dad didn't know the dangers, the way that grain can take you, what we call the quicksand of the Midwest. The auger had quit working, and so he was having to grain back the rest of the grain out. There were about 500 bushels of grain left when he was in the bin, and there was only one other guy with him, a trucker, and the trucker had stepped away to go move the truck forward to finish out filling the truck, and when he came back, all he saw were my dad's hands.
Livingston also consults on the subject of worker safety and continues to work on the family cattle operation as well. There's more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now March 21st of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the agricultural news and take a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth as we get closer to the planting season. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Temperature also impacts the rate of nitrification, influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So, we will split the state up into thirds, a western, central, and eastern third, and take a look at a couple of different regions and give you their current 4-inch soil temperature. We'll start up on the western side of the state. Up in the northwest corner in Liddell, currently right now at the 4-inch depth, it is 44 degrees Fahrenheit, which is just a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 45 degrees. Over on the western border in the central regions of that western half in Tribune, 47 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And one of the warmer regions of the state down in the southwest corner in Ashland, currently 52 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees. Now we go across the central belt of the state, north central up in Jewell. 44 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average. A bit warmer at 47. Right in the middle of the state in Little River, currently 49 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees. And down here in somewhat of a warmer region, south central near Pretty Prairie, 51 degrees is their current temperature compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees. Now let's head to the eastern third of the state. We will start up in the far northeastern corner. Of course, as you get closer to that Nebraska border, a bit cooler in that region of the state. Currently in Hiawatha, 44 degrees is their current soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 47. Across the central portions of that border over near Missouri and Miami, 47 degrees is the current temperature at the 4-inch soil depth compared to 50 degrees as their 7-day average. And in southeast Kansas and Cherokee, 51 degrees is their current temperature compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees Fahrenheit.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Have disposable coveralls and foot covers on the farm. They may not be fashionable, but they reduce the risk of spreading disease. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
When traveling from one farm to another, it's important for livestock producers and farm visitors to think about the health and safety of farm animals. Bacteria and viruses that cause infectious diseases can hitch a ride on your boots, car tires, and your hands. Biosecurity that includes disposable outer clothing helps reduce the spread of disease from one farm to another. Kevin Heitland is a sales manager with AgriPro Enterprises of Iowa. He says the two most important items are coveralls and foot protection. Put on a fresh layer every time you walk into an animal facility.
Just to avoid any type of chance of any kind of disease transfer from one building to the next. It's even important to wear some foot protection between one building to the next and then dispose of it before you go all the way in, you know, your entry points, or even getting into your vehicle, you know, walk into your vehicle and driving to the next farm.
Always have your protective garments on hand and easily accessible. Also, consider outfitting the people who visit your farm on a regular basis.
You should, you know, even have foot protection in your vehicle when you're traveling from site to site, so that way you can put them on. Feed truck drivers, they should have them so they can put a new pair on when they come onto your farm with a load of feed. And there should be a place for them to dispose of them there on the farm so they don't have to take them back in the truck and transfer it that way as well.
Once disposable cover-ups are worn, they can be incinerated or tossed in the trash. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on how to dress for biosecurity at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford? Lately.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sims back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, the theme today has remained a choppy two-sided day of trade mixed in both the grains and the livestock. We'll start there with April live cattle currently up 75 cents at 188.55. Though June and the later futures all in the red, June down two at 184.75. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. March is higher. However, April and beyond all lower. March up 85 cents to 251.10. April down 32 to 254.60. And all red all throughout the hogs here currently. April lean hogs down 75 at 84.55. May's down $1.05 at 89.92. It's been back and forth all day throughout the grains. We'll see what kind of push they make as we get closer to the closing bell. But for now, May corn back down a half a cent to 438.5. July's down a half to 451.75. Some pressure in the wheat markets. All three Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat seeing a mixed bag today. May KC wheat down 1.25 to 579.25. July's down a half at 573.25. Mixed for the oats as well. May oats up a quarter to 353.5. July down 1.25 to 351.5. Same story for the soybeans. It's been back and forth trying to claw their way into higher figures before we hit the closing bell. May soybeans currently down 0.75 cents at 12.08¾. July's down the same 0.75 cent mark at 12.22¼. Soy meal is down 10 at 342.40, but slight gains beyond that, and nothing but red for the soy oil markets. The May contract down 36 points at 48.64. And cotton trying to dig its way out of the lower figures, but May still down 3 at 92.15. Energy markets are seeing red today. May
May, crude oil down 48 at $80.79 a barrel. April, unleaded gas drops a penny to $2.71 a gallon. Heating oil down 3 to $2.66, and April natural gas down 1 at $1.68. Looking down Wall Street now, we see the Dow Jones as the record-setting rally continuing, currently up 305 at 39,817. The S&P now up 28 at 5,252. And the NASDAQ up 100 points, currently trading at 16,471. Sam's back through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Pastures practicing prescribed fire possess fewer ticks in comparison to areas that go unburned. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds discusses the results of a recent study titled Reducing Tick Populations Through Prescribed Burning.
We found a total of over 4,000 ticks in the unburnt area. In our burnt areas, we were below hundreds. For most of them, one of them went into the over the hundreds marks. So if you look at it statistically, what we see is a significant reduction in ticks in our burnt areas. No matter which season you burn, you're going to reduce ticks. When we looked at it in more detail, what we saw was that spring burning was more effective than summer or fall burning. So irrespective of when you burn, burning on a prairie grassland ecosystem, especially if you do fall burning, not sort of patch burning, it is going to reduce your tick populations.
She relays why burning in the spring results in the most success in controlling tick populations.
If you burn in the spring before they can come out of that overwintering period, you're targeting them when they're very slow, they can't move, and then most importantly, not on animal hosts. So they're hanging out in the vegetation, in the leaf litter, just trying to wait for it to warm up. So that's the most impactful time to burn because you're targeting them at their most vulnerable state. If you're burning in the summer and in the fall, it still works, but you have a proportion of the population that's still on the animal host and therefore not getting burnt.
Olds explains the effects of uncontrolled tick numbers on livestock.
Ectoparasite control is important because of the production impact. So it's multifactorial. You have the direct losses that are caused by the parasitism, the removal of the blood. And so even in animals, so we did this in stocker calves, even if you're looking at full-grown animals, like, for example, you're in a cow-calf operation, your horn flies aren't necessarily going to impact your calves as much. But for your cows, they have to eat a lot more to keep the same amount of weight on. So anytime you have a parasite that's removing blood from an animal, it has to make more of that blood. And so that's taking resources away from something else that it could be directing it to. Then you have problems of secondary infections of the bite sites, especially our amblyomma ticks. And then you can have flies which like to breed in this infected site. And so you can have something we call miasis, where you have flies coming in and causing damage. And you can have death of animals as a result of that.
That was K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds on how ticks can impact cattle's health. However, using fire can help reduce the number of ticks in pastures. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The record-setting rally continues. Late in the morning, the Dow Jones was ahead more than 300 points and creeping close to 40,000. The S&P and NASDAQ composite were each up about 0.6%. Lower mortgage rates and more inventory on the market have pushed home sales to their largest monthly increase in a year. Sales surged ahead 9.5% in February to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.38 million. Shares in luxury goods companies are taking a beating in European markets after the company behind Gucci saw sales drop nearly 20% compared to last year. That's now raising worries about demand, especially in Asia, one of the biggest markets. Fellow luxury brand Hermes faces a new lawsuit in California over the famous Birkin bag. The plaintiffs accuse Hermes of breaking antitrust laws by withholding sales of the handbags unless customers buy other things like shoes, scarves, or jewelry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.